Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, the Romanian connection. 20 years ago, my heart reached out to Romania for the same reason it's reaching out to North Korea today. The church there was oppressed, rampant disease and few medical solutions, deep financial trouble, communism and a cult of personality led by its dictator. The Romanian people rose up one day in 1989 and sent Mr. Ceausescu, their not-so-dear leader, to the next life. According to Jasper Becker in his Rogue Regime, Ceausescu and his wife Elena visited North Korea in 1971. They were thrilled. The huge crowds everywhere, all assembled to pour love and praise on their own and Romania's leader. The exquisitely choreographed programs, the complete surrender of a nation to one man, it was more than they could comprehend. But it was something they wanted. And upon their return home, they decided this was just what Romania needed. A cultural crackdown ensued. The transformation began. Well, the closest I've ever been to cult-following North Korea is cult-following Romania in the mid-80s. On my two visits there before Ceausescu's fall, I was impressed with the fact that nowhere could you go in the land without seeing the dictator's face. Of course, anti-American posters, typical communist invitations to more and more work, the phony worship services, the certain knowledge that everyone was working for the secret police, but central to it all, the praise and obedience to one man. How much he learned from Kim Il-sung, I do not know. But the information available about North Korea today suggests the Romanian and Korean cultures were very close. Becker also notes that both countries' economies collapsed in the mid-80s, after having been relatively strong for some time. Kim failed to tell him that this cult worship is pretty expensive. Ceausescu paid the ultimate price. North Korea remains in the grip of communist, Stalinist, Juche-ist leadership, with only faint signs that things may be easing. Other reports point a different direction. One still hears of crackdowns and suffering saints. We believers, then, need a crackdown of our own. No time for letting up. If there is a hairline crack of light, let's exploit it in prayer until the structure is totally broken and people can breathe free again. Our God is able. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You could even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, and Land of Morning Calm.